the line of scrimmage and then push the pile ahead. Has what looks to be enough for a first down up over the 47-yard line.
Yeah, nice job by Vanderwagen there. Looked like he was stopped short of the first down, but a little extra effort over that right side. Picks up the first down.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 47-yard line. 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter, 6-0. The Bearcats with the lead. A long, sustained drive to open up the football game has the Bearcats on the scoreboard first. Corte going to hand it off. And coming out over the middle with it is number 12, Jake Gardenhauer. And Gardenhauer has what looks to be a Ravenna first down in Bearcat territory at the 42.
We were talking about that before, that play before, the little counter coming back. It's one of the only plays that Ravenna actually pulls a guard and traps a lineman is on that counter, and you can see how well or how effective that was.
First down for the Bulldogs. They'll split one receiver wide in each direction now and run from the I formation. Vanderwagen, the trailing back, he'll get the football and go straight up the middle and be dumped near the line of scrimmage. May have gained a yard. That'd be about it.
That'd be about it for sure.
Yeah, again, Eric Boone's on the stop there. Another big stop for him.
They will give him a yard on the play. Second down and 9 coming up. Coming up on 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. 6-0, the Bearcats with the lead. If you're just tuning in, Rick Waza, Jason Partica, and Dave Rowland, head coach of the Bad Axe Hatchets, is with us on this Saturday afternoon. The receiver now split out to the right. And the handoff comes up the middle. It's Gardenhauer again. And Gardenhauer hit at the line of scrimmage. May have gained a yard. It'll be about it. Third and long coming up for the Bulldogs.
They tried to counter again, but they wanted to go the other way with it. Well, you can't run that play too many times against Dudley before they figure it out.
That'll give them about a gain of 2 yards on that play. Third down and 7 coming up now for the Bulldogs. The ball resting on the Bearcat 39-yard line. They'll split a receiver wide in each direction and again run from the I formation. Vanderwagen and Ryan Nutt in the backfield. This time Cortade is just going to tuck it in, run it himself around the right side. He'll be stopped short of the first down as he's taken down inside the 35 near the 33. Fourth down coming up.
A little option play to the right-hand side.
Fourth and 3 coming up for the Bulldogs. Of course, they're in four-down territory. You know they'll go for it here. With the ball sitting at the 34-yard line.
Maybe we see Cortade put the ball up in the air here. Did a pretty good job, actually an excellent job, running that 2-minute offense over in Merrill last week for the game-winning drive. So he has shown that the ability to throw the ball quite well.
They might have to hurry here. They've been taking their time coming up to the line of scrimmage, and now the official counting down the final 10 seconds. Moved, so it's going to be false start against Ravenna.
Yeah, Joey McKenna for Ravenna, he jumped up from the stance, so instead of 4th and 3, we're going to see 4th and 8 for the Bulldogs.
Does that change your way of thinking here?
Well, definitely will change. Now you go from 4th and 3 to 4th and about 8, so you might have to have a whole new play in there. It looked like that play was, they were out of sync, the coaches and the players, and just didn't get the play in time, and then you have somebody jump.
And they will go for it here. Coming up on 1:05 left to go in the first quarter. It's been a very quick-moving first quarter. Of course, the Bearcats ate away most of that on their opening drive. Back to throw is Cortade. He is looking over the middle, has all kinds of time. Now here comes the Bearcat pressure. He got the pass away. It is going to be short of the first down, it looks like. Or is he?
It's the official, very close.
Yeah, the official went down on the far side of the field, so he was not able to make the call. Now it's going to depend on the spot. The chains had to be dropped, too, because he was taken out of bounds right near the chains, right near the first down marker.
They're going to spot the ball. Looks like just short. They're
pointing first down ugly.
Yep, just short of the first down, so the Bearcats hold.
Good job by the chain gang hanging in there, too.
Well, the official, again, he was standing right at the first down marker. He was taken out of the play and fell down, so he was not able to say definitively, you know, this is where the spot is, and so the
and from this angle here, it looked like he was a little bit short. Vanderwagen was stretching for it, but pretty close either way, but Ubley's going to take over here with under a minute to go in the first.
They have it at their own 33-yard line. They have a 6-0 lead to boot. Drake up under center now calls out the play. Hands it off. Nash, the ball carrier, running over the left side, and Nash picks up close to 5 on the play.
Ravenna dropped down to a 6-man front.
I was just going
to
say, Coach, looks like they're into a 6 here, so maybe you see an Ubley passing play here as they try to keep Ravenna off balance.
Well, it looks like the defensive coordinators over at Ravenna are trying to figure out a defense to stop Ubley. But these kids have been, you know, trained since they were very young to be able to block a 5 and a 6. They could probably do it in their sleep.
They did not stop the run very well in Merrill last week. That was an issue for the Ravenna defense. Second down and 5. Should be the last play of the quarter. Peruski breaks free, has a first down, and he's finally taken down near the 45-yard line. That is the end of the first quarter. The Bearcats with a 6-0 lead over Ravenna. You are listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Get the good stuff.
It's raining rebates at Ubley Motor Service in Ubley. Buy 2 Napa Exact Fit wiper blades and get a $5 rebate. Buy 2 Napa Neoform wiper blades and get a $15 rebate. Get your vehicle in shape for the long winter ahead. Have Ubley Motor Service check your belts, hoses, shocks, and tires. Ubley Motor Service has sale prices now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And they have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from the law office of Amanda Rogenbuck and Associates of Cass City. In some civil matters, children's rights may be overlooked or completely disregarded. Because she cares about tomorrow's leaders, attorney Amanda Rogenbuck has invested the time and effort necessary to successfully represent children's rights in such matters. For more information or a consultation, call 989-872-8881. 872-8881. Go Bearcats! From the law offices of Amanda Rogenbuck of Cass City.
Welcome back to Ubley High School. The Bearcats, after the first quarter of play, have a 6-0 lead. And an update out of Deckerville, the Eagles on this Saturday afternoon playing for a regional title as well. They are leading Fulton 7-0.
Well, the Eagles continue to do what they did last week. I was talking to you two earlier about how nice it would be to have two teams from the Thumb area go deep into the playoffs.
First and 10 for the Bearcats. At their own 45-yard line, the play comes over the left side of the line, and that is Brian Nash, the ball carrier. He'll pick up about 2, maybe 3. No, they're going to give him 2 on the play, so 2nd and 8 coming up.
Yeah, it just goes to show, Dave, the quality of football played in this area here. Deckerville, a team that, you know, we've seen plenty of this year, Ubley as well, you know. Just imagine if those two teams were still going at the Greater Thumb Conference, that would have been a heck of a battle this year.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
2nd and 8 coming up for the Bearcats, all sitting at their own 47-yard line. Drake calls out the play. He'll drop back to throw under some pressure. Got the pass away. And it's Peruski on the catch. He'll be taken down inside the 40 near the 36-yard line. That's a first down for the Bearcats.
Nice job by Drake standing in there. Had a couple of guys bearing down on him. Found Tyler Peruski underneath. Peruski, a nice run after the catch there. Getting into Ravenna territory for the first down.
And we didn't see any passing during that first series. And now Coach Sweeney decided to mix it up a little bit, throwing a pass.
I think he may be doing that to kind of bust up the defense a little bit, keep them honest.
Well, they've been jumping around quite a bit on the defensive front.
First down for the Bearcats. They'll set it down at the 36-yard line of the Bulldogs. The handoff, Brett Cleary, looking for some running room over the right side. Picks up a few yards on the play. Second down coming up. They'll give him almost 4 yards on that play. Second down and 6 coming up.
You can really see the offensive line of Ubley getting off the ball. They are quick to attack. They're not sitting back at all. And then by the time Ravenna tries to figure out where that ball is, Ubley's got to back up through the hole.
Austin Drake up under center now. He'll take the snap, hand it off. It's Peruski, the ball carrier. And Peruski met at the line of scrimmage. They'll give him about a yard on the play, so 3rd down and 5 coming up.
play. It'll bring up third down and five.
10 minutes to play.